Hello, welcome to the re-recording of our first episode of Making It to Sunrise, now with video. I am Dick Dragon.
I'm Michaela today.
Now and forever she is Michaela. Mm-hmm. We met on TikTok not even a year and a half ago, started speaking, and have never stopped.
Right.
And yet when it comes to trying to record this bullshit, this has been a weird, introspective...
It's been a challenge.
But with two people who have come from narcissistic relationships, and I mean almost two decade long relationships.
18 years and what, 19 years?
Almost 18 years.
Yeah.
18 years when I said, you know what, I'm done.
So together we have nearly 40 years of relationships with narcissists because we're that smart.
That's not even going into the childhood narcissist issues, which led to... going into a narcissistic relationship.
So we're starting this podcast called Making It to Sunrise. Because the whole point is after trauma, many different types of trauma, not just bad relationships, but family or job trauma, a loss or abuse or anything where you lose yourself in it. Because you do in trauma, you can lose yourself and have to refind yourself. I think we've done that on and off throughout our lives. And especially in the last, you know, I've been divorced, what, nearly 7 years now? And especially in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, it's refinding yourself and who you are and healing from all the past hurts and realizing, like, I am great just how I am. Regardless of all these other bitches that try to say something different, I love me for who I am. So it's finding yourself again. And finding yourself doesn't mean you have to dye your hair crazy colors. Doesn't mean you have to get tattoos. But if it's something you're drawn to and you want to, and, you know, you have hobbies you've always wanted to pursue, but someone's like, you're an idiot, you can't do that because they know you.
Oh, yeah. Do they ever
so
know you?
We've had a lot of great conversations between ourselves and between us and friends about finding yourself after these huge traumas. And it's a journey. It's a big process and a big journey. And there's so many great conversations about it that we decided to open it up to a podcast and record a lot of these conversations that we've had with our friends and our soul family. And
it slowly keeps growing bigger and bigger.
Yes. Because
When you cut off the toxic, it's amazing when you open up space for positivity, better, boundaries, knowing your worth, knowing who is and should be in your life, and not just allowing people to come in and say, oh, you know, we know what's best for you.
Yeah.
Going back to that. And
it's really hard, near impossible, to find your soul tribe, your soul family, the people you feel truly connected with when you don't feel connected with yourself. So it's really like you need to find yourself again. And it seems like that's a simple thing, but it really isn't. It really isn't. When I got divorced, I needed to relearn how to have fun because I didn't know. Allow yourself to have fun and relearn.
You're not doing something for yourself.
People would ask what I like to do, and I didn't even know. I didn't even know because my ex would get mad if I watched a TV show he didn't like. So I couldn't watch TV I enjoyed myself or read a book that I found enjoyable because it was deemed stupid by people around me. So once you allow yourself to say, I don't care what everybody thinks, this is who I am, I own it, I accept it, it is okay. It is amazing how you meet other people that have those similar likes. And it seems like a simple thing, but you really got to take a step back from it and just go, hey, it is okay for me to be me. And if I'm by myself being me, that is all right. I came to. And then all of a sudden, there are all these other fuckers that like the same thing. And I'm like, where have you been all my life?
Yeah.
I'm an old lady now. Where have you been? These are things I've always liked, but I've never known other people that like them. And now I know all these people that like things I do.
Yep.
But it took me getting rid of people that told me my likes were wrong to find people that enjoyed my likes also. Yep. And enjoyed me also.
Yeah. And that's one thing I learned and where it don't fuck your coworkers. Yeah, absolutely. I've been telling people, I go, you know what? Do you find what you enjoy doing? Guess what? You'll find the people who are worth your time, worth their time, and who are going to pour into your cup. You're going to pour into theirs. And I know there, it's been going around on TikTok where they show the video of, pouring into you. And, you know, they show the mucky clear cup. And it's like the more you pour positivity into you, the more the gunk flows out of the cup, which I'd actually I'd commented on somebody's post that I'm like, well, for me, seeing that, I'm like, all you're doing is outpouring the gunk onto everybody else and not going in and clearing out the negativity and doing the inner work. And I know, again, that's the one thing that everyone's always talking about. Oh, the shadow journal.
But nobody knows how to do that. Yeah. You know, people say, go do your shadow work, go heal. But how do you heal? What does healing look like? Exactly. And that is the part that is individual, but people don't explain how do you heal? How do you accept yourself? How do you find yourself? And I want to get into my journey for when I found myself, because my family and, you know, even the friends I had most of my life, and then the man that I married, they all like the same type of just basic things that were not enjoyable to me, but I kept being told were should be. And I just kept trying to fit into that mold I did not fit in. And even when I pretended to like things, I tried so hard to like things I didn't like, it hurt my soul. And I never had peace, and I was never comfortable. And I always felt it like an outsider and alone, even in every crowded room. And now I can be alone with no one here, and I don't feel alone because I know I have other people in my life that see the value in me that other people never saw. It's just wild. So I want to talk about, how do you do that? What are the signs? You know, how, when you're in a bad relationship, how do you take a step back to see it's a bad relationship even? Mm-hmm. Because it took, probably like you too, it took me a long time. Oh, it took
years to not only see it, finally fully accept it.
Yeah.
And then honestly, it was probably another couple of years before I actually fucking did something about it.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's a goddamn journey. And it's, they talk about dark nights of the soul. And I mean, that's where you're crying crazy in your pillow. I mean, I was on my knees bawling my goddamn eyes out, which again, for me, the big thing was, you know, men can't have emotions. And I mean, it was to the point where it's like, you know what? Movies make me cry. Marvel movies make me cry. And it was to the point where, like, you know, she would wear her Cure Boys Don't Cry t-shirts to movies. She knows, well, I will cry, which again, my very first TikTok post was, you know what? You're right. Boys don't cry. Men do. So it took me a while also to learn and get past the toxic masculinity bullshit and be like, you know what? Fuck you. Yes. Am I a big guy? I am. But you know what? That doesn't matter, because all in all, you go out with that energy, great. But emotional knowledge, being able to communicate your emotional knowledge, accepting someone for exactly who they are, and watch people's actions, not their words, you will see exactly who the fuck that person is. Yeah, that's what, once I was like, you know what, you're right, it doesn't add up. As Judge Judy says, it doesn't add up.
Right. So, come on this journey, we've both been through a ton of shit. And it, not saying the ton of shit we've been through is more than anybody else's, because everyone's experience is valid. Everyone has hardships. Everyone has trauma. No one's is better than anyone else's, because we're all on this journey. So we have some wonderful, really great people that have agreed to be on our podcast in the future that we're going to interview. We're going to talk about our journeys and our healing processes. It was a long time in the making for many different types of things, not just narcissists, not just bad relationships, but family challenges, career challenges, chronic pain issues. I'm a chronic pain warrior. Things like this. Like, it is, we're here to talk about these things. We're here to, if we can help anyone from our experiences and the growth we've had, not that we are grown, we are, you are always growing, you are always changing, you are always getting better. But
we are not licensed therapists.
No.
We are just very experienced in this bullshit and have dug through it, analyzed it, smelled it, swam through it, breathed it, force-fed it.
We've had a lot of friends that have said they found value in what we say. So that is why we're doing this, because if we have so many people in our lives saying what we've said has had value to them, maybe it can help somebody else. Because maybe someone else can avoid some bullshit we went through, or to find their path to happiness and the sunrise faster
yes.
than we did. Because if I realized some of the things, or if someone had sat me down and said some of the things that I have thought now that I wish I knew then, I wouldn't have wasted nearly half my life in a relationship with someone that was abusive and treated me poorly. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that had I realized some things. So if us doing some silly little videos can help one person realize, like, hey, you know, I can't get out of this. I am stuck in this relationship because A, B, C, and D. I was stuck too. Mm-hmm. And I got out, and I never in a million years thought I would meet someone else that is, I never thought I'd meet my soulmate. What the hell? Yeah. I did.
Like I said, once we started talking, we haven't stopped. We haven't stopped.
As they noticed, probably.
Yeah.
Poor things.
And I mean,
we're goofy. Yeah. We're funny. We can be a little naughty now and then.
If we ever, if the original audio of our pilot is allowed to be put out,
it got a little spicy.
We are very attracted to each other. Physically, emotionally, mentally.
He's attracted to me.
And I can't help it. We are sexual creatures.
What?
Very sexual
creatures. Wait, you want to be a sexual creature with me?
Yes, always. It's a good thing my spirit animal is the wolf. Mm-hmm. He growl.
All right, we might have things to do. So this is our introduction. Our first plan for our next episode, like the first episode that is more structured, is going to be it's them, not you. So, and it's about choosing yourself and realizing that they're the issue. You're not the issue. Unless you are the issue, then we got to talk about that too. But a lot of times it's them, it's not you.
Oh, yeah. And so, forgiving yourself for what feels like years wasted, knowing you should have gotten out. And, forgive yourself.
Yep.
Or stop doing their job. Yep. Stop doing their job for them.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of deep talks. There will be laughter, lots of laughter. There'll be goofiness because how it is. There'll be flirtiness because that's also how it is. There may be tears. I'm not much of a crier, but we'll see what happens.
I am.
There's no shame in it. It doesn't matter
how many times I have watched Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Iron Giant. I cry every single time because I'm an emotionally open person and I don't care.
And I had 18 years of being belittled for crying. So if I cried. So, I don't cry a lot.
No.
A little bit.
You haven't had a reason. I've never given her a reason.
I know.
Yet.
He opens doors for me and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was fun, actually, to try and get her past, I'm open doors for you. And you're like, I can open my own doors. I'm like, I know you can buy yourself flowers. I understand.
But why should I have to?
You know, I like to. I open doors for people. And then, you know what? This is where the people pleasing comes from. I'll sit there and I'll hold the door open 3-4 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. You know what? At some point I need to put myself through the door instead of allowing others using my energy to go through the door.
And that's about choosing you.
Yep.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. Stay tuned.
Coming soon. We will be available on as many platforms as possible that we will be allowed to put our shenanigans on.
Coming to a podcast or YouTube near you. Take care of you.